There's a theme of topics to be discussed over the next set of Sunday programs, and it was launched last week by Jagatananda Pandit. By discussing the process of surrender, Sharanagati, are any of you that are new that don't know what I'm talking about when I say Sharanagati? Okay. If you have one of those things, put it in a vibrate mode. So, a very important teaching in Bhagavad Gita. I'll speak to both of you. Very important. You know Bhagavad Gita, right? Sounds familiar. There's one right there. Look at that. Bhagavad Gita is a core ABC literature that explains the process of self-realization. The concluding teaching of Bhagavad Gita is found in the last chapter. Krishna says, I'll paraphrase, I've given so many teachings, so many principles to be considered and applied in life. They're all subordinate to one principle, and all of those principles are in pursuance of that one principle. And that one principle is, take shelter of me, surrender unto me, become my devotee, Krishna is saying. Surrender unto me, become my devotee. Whatever it is that you have, offer that to me, because it came from me. Just love, share an exchange of love with me, in a mood of humble submission and love. So that's the topic. There are how to effectively surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Well, it helps to know who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, to surrender to Him. And so He gives His teachings in Bhagavad Gita to explain who He is. He discloses Himself. That's what Scripture means in our Christian way of saying these things. It's revealed Scripture. You've heard that term, revealed Scripture. In revealed Scripture, who is revealing? God is revealing, or God is being revealed. In Bhagavad Gita, it's very unique, not just someone revealing God. God's revealing Himself. He speaks first person. So, He's giving some sense to Arjuna, and that means to us, the reader, one who's hearing the conversation between Krishna and Arjuna. Who is Krishna? What are the qualities in Him that may inspire me to love Him, to serve Him, to surrender Him, to make Him my all and all, lover and beloved? So that's in Bhagavad Gita, and He concludes, surrender unto me, make me your all and all. Let us have a loving relationship with one another. And in the relationship, He's the Supreme. And we're the tiny spark of the Supreme. We're subordinate to the Supreme. So, according to one of the very elevated literatures called Padma Purana, there are six elements or limbs or angas of surrender. And we're going to be discussing the first one. The first one is humility. Because how can you surrender if you're not humble? Who's going to surrender? Are you going to surrender? No, of course not. I don't blame you, because why surrender? got my freedom. I can do what I like. What's this surrender program anyways? So there's description this evening about surrender, and they're going to sing a song, and Namarunchi is going to project that song, so you can sing along with the song. And that's why, hey, okay. Can you move this so she can have a...
Chinuami, Emo na Dumati, Thank you. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
feel a little bad that some of you are with my back to you, so please excuse my back. The rest of you were fine. In the seven songs that Bhaktivinoda Thakur composed to describe the principle of humility, he writes in an autobiography,